This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1239, the perfect conditions to use conditionals in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Today, we'll recap all of the conditionals we have learned in the last few months. And now it's time to let go of grammar labels and integrate these into our connections. Find out how to do it today.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Excellent, Michelle. How are you doing?
I am good. Yeah, I'm hanging out a bit with my parents and just kind of enjoying myself. But it's, you know, busy with kids around and things like that. But it's fun.
Are you down in Maryland?
I am. Yeah, I'm visiting my family. Okay. And so, that's it's always nice to visit your family, of course. So having a good time and looking forward to spending more time together.
Oh, that's awesome. I think around this time, actually in October, when this episode comes out, I will also be in visiting my family in Boston. So I'm looking forward to going back there. We have a wedding we're going to, and then my dad's birthday, and I'm going to hang out with my niece. So all very exciting things.
How long are you going to go for?
Just like from a Wednesday to a Sunday night. And then we're going to do a red eye back, of course, because that's what we do is red eyes.
You told me no more red eyes, Michelle.
No, I lied.
I know. That's okay.
There will definitely be a lot of red eyes. Yeah. But, you know, I've run into a bit of a conundrum here in L.A., Michelle, because, you know, I used to use my a way to open conversations, like, you know, even just at Starbucks, I used to say like, oh, it's a nice day. Right. But now out here, every day is nice. And I can't say that anymore. I feel
that's
weird.
That's funny. That's really but that's good for our listeners to know, guys. Yeah. Because like we always talk about how we talk about the weather. But if there's not much to say, if it's always kind of nice, then it's you might look a little silly talking about it.
I've felt myself like going out. I was about to say it, and then I'm like, wait, every day's like this. I'm going to sound like an idiot if I say that.
So do people like, have you noticed then, like, what's the small talk out there?
No, people don't really comment on the weather. I mean, it's, you know, it's summer and it's beautiful in California. Every day literally is like clear blue skies and 85 degrees. It's incredible. Like, it's so consistent. I don't know. You know, people actually, so far, I've only been here for a little while, but so far people are definitely friendlier. Now, we've been staying a little bit in the suburbs outside of LA, so we're going to get into LA now a little bit more. So I will tell you if that's still true in the city of LA. But so far in the suburbs, people are very friendly. They even like they introduce themselves with their actual name when you're having small talk. Like that doesn't really happen on the East Coast. They like shake your hand and say, I'm, you know, Mary. Hey, nice to meet you. It's really different so far, actually. It's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Who was I with? I was just talking with somebody about this, and they were saying that they were, you know, in another place, and they said, as people were saying hi to this person, and he was looking at them like, what, you know? And it's just funny because it's just, yeah, not really a New York thing, unfortunately, although I feel like I'm trying to change that. One person at a time, I'm trying to change that.
Well, it's so hard. I mean, New York is so huge, you know, it's so different. And I think once I get into the city of LA, I'll really be able to compare a bit better. But Boston is like that, too. I mean, you don't even make eye contact with people when you pass them. But around here, there's a lot of smiling, a lot of waving when you pass people. Like,
right.
It's nice. So I don't know. We'll continue this conversation and let our listeners know what the observations are.
Yeah, Lindsay, you'll have to do it. We'll have to do an episode about like some of the real differences that you notice.
Absolutely.
That'd be really, really fun. But today we're actually not talking about small talk. We are, it's going to be a busy episode, but it's going to be a fun episode.
Yes.
So Lindsay, what are we doing today?
Ooh, this is going to be good. We're going to review all the conditionals, guys, that we have done in the last few months, because we have been really zeroing in on these conditionals for you guys, because we don't want you to shy away from these. We think that what you guys might be doing is just avoiding them entirely. And that means that you're not able to say more complex things that you actually want to say in English.
Right. Exactly. So you guys, again, if you haven't heard our other episodes on this, you got to listen. We've done first, second, third, zero. We've really dived into those. And, you know, it all started because a listener asked a question and said, I'm confused about conditionals. And, you know, it really was a lot to do all of them in one. So we separated them, right? We did four separate episodes. Yes. So if you haven't listened to those yet, go ahead and listen. And now is kind of the review. And because we separated them, we only did the first, right? We didn't even talk about, you know, the other ones in the first conditional episode. So now we're putting them together because I think it's important to wrap it up. So, and you know, we've talked a lot about grammar and the ideas behind grammar on these episodes and how you shouldn't be afraid of it and how you should really use it to like think about these conditionals in how you will use them and what the meaning is, rather than what is the grammar, right?
Yeah, and also how you're going to connect through it, right? I mean, we talked last week about, you know, talking about your way, like your natural way in life with one of those conditionals. And this is about connection. It all comes back to connection. So guys, open your minds today. Maybe open a notebook too to make sure you can take notes on this and get ready for it. It's going to be good.
Exactly, guys. So we're gonna get into that in a second. But before we do that, guys, we want to remind you that we have an amazing podcast that we want to tell you about. If you haven't already been listening to the IELTS Energy podcast, right, Lindsay? What do we want to tell our listeners about that?
Oh my gosh, it's a great podcast, guys. I mean, Michelle, you've been over there as a guest a few times recently, and we hope to see you over there more.
Yeah.
We have Jessica. Yeah, that was awesome. And we have Jessica over there who was an examiner for 14 years. Guys, honestly, there's no other place to get the better information than this. Anywhere, I would say in the world. It is the best place to get information on IELTS on the internet right now. So go over to the IELTS Energy podcast, subscribe to it, and start listening if IELTS is in your future, and we'll get you to your target score, guys. All right.
Awesome. Cool. Okay, go for it. Yeah, so in talking about these conditionals, again, you know, it can be intimidating. It may not be as fun to talk about this as it is culture or vocabulary, but you know, it shouldn't be considered boring. And the way that you don't make it boring is that you think of how it really applies to your life. When do you need to use it? How can you use it in your daily life, specifically your daily life, right? So like, think, how does the first conditional apply to the conversations you may be having? And this will show you guys how grammar can have a direct, immediate impact on your conversations. So that's why we're doing this, guys. Not because we want to buckle down and get into our grammar books and blah, 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 blah. We're studying hard. But we want to show you how grammar can actually be a really powerful, amazing tool for connection, as Lindsay was saying.
I love it. I love it, Michelle. I think our listeners are ready to get into it. It seems like they must be excited now to learn. So let's dive in.
All right. So without further ado, okay, let's get into it. So we're going to go in the order of the way that we did the episode. So we're going to go first, second, third, zero. So let's just review the first. So Lindsay, what is the first conditional? What's the basic idea?
Well, this is about reality, guys. So real possibilities, right? Yeah. So we're talking about, for example, you know, this evening I'm going to a show, right? So if I see her at the show, I will let you know, right? Yes. If I feel hungry at lunchtime, I'll make a salad. Okay. So this is right. Today in my day, in the upcoming, you know, in the future, coming soon, something will, if something happens, something else will happen.
Right, right. Exactly. So I'll email you the directions if you need them, right? So we use it if present simple, then future simple, or if present simple, then will and the infinitive, or you can flip them around. So guys, again, we're not going to spend a ton of time on each one because we've done full episodes on them. So yeah. This is a review. So guys, if that's unclear, it shouldn't be, especially if you've already listened to the other episode on the first conditional where we really go into it. Go over and listen to that one now and you'll get tons more examples, a whole episode on that.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Exactly. And guys, in the blog post for this episode, we will put the episode numbers. I mean, yes. I know that 1211 is one of them. You can go back to 1211. What would be another one? Let's see. 1219. We also covered the conditional, guys. And let's see, going back to 1227. Those are the episode numbers to go back and review.
And there, I guess there would have been one more.
Yeah, one but more. I can't grab it now.
We'll add it. We'll add it. Sorry about that, guys. I should have gotten those. We will add that onto the blog post for sure. So you can get those.
I think I got it. I think I got it, Michelle. Yeah. I think I got it. I think it's 1200. Number 1200 would be the other one.
Okay. All right. So there you go. Thank you, Lindsay, for that.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
So let's talk about, so the second conditional, we talked about that being kind of the lottery conditional, right? The hypothetical conditional. Yeah. This one is very unlikely. Whereas the first conditional is a real possibility, this one is more unlikely. So that's the difference here. So think about those key differences, not only how you use them separately, but how they relate to each other or don't relate, right?
Yeah, I mean, what are your chances of winning the lottery? Not very good.
right.
Yeah, I wish. So we're dreaming here. It's kind of like dreaming. It's imagining what you would do if you won the lottery. I mean, one example here for this second conditional is, if I were an actress, I would only star in scary movies. Ooh, that makes me think of a scary movie I saw this weekend, Michelle. Quick time out.
What's that called?
Have you seen Bird Box?
No. Okay. No, I've heard of that. Oh, God.
Yeah, I saw it.
Is it really scary?
I was on Netflix and it came up and I was like, oh, I heard this was like kind of well known when it came out. It was freaky. It was scary, I have to say. It was this like kind of sci-fi post-apocalyptic thing where people would, if they saw, they put their eyes in a certain light, they would get like possessed, and it was so crazy, like mass suicides and crazy things going on.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah. That's very interesting. I probably won't be able to see it. I'm too scared, but
Don't watch it. I definitely had nightmares.
Oh gosh, I don't need that. So another one would be I would be a doctor if I didn't hate the sight of blood, right?
Oh yeah.
So that's saying I do hate the sight of blood, so I will. I'm not going to be a doctor, right? So it's hypothetical, right? But maybe it means I'm interested in it, but I can't because I hate blood, right? So again, second conditional is if the past simple, would, and a base verb. And again, you can switch those around, Lindsay.
Perfect. I love it. I like that because it's fun. Again, it's fun to talk about what you would do if you won the lottery, hypothetical situations like dreaming. These are good conversations that we can connect with people on. For sure.
So what's the third one?
Okay. So this one is also kind of hypothetical, but you're thinking backwards,
right?
And this is also really fun. And we talked about in that episode, I'm not sure which number it was, but it's one of those that we yelled out, guys, about how different your life would be if you had made one slight change,
right?
Like if you hadn't gone out the night you met your significant other, how different your life would be now, right?
Right. Oh, it's so fun and kind of freaky to talk about that stuff.
Oh, it really is. It really is. So some examples here. If you had watched the movie, you would have known the surprise ending.
Ah, Or she would have gone to a different school if she had gotten a scholarship, right? So yeah. It's saying her life would have been different, right? If she had gotten a scholarship, she would have been at a different school, right? So this one is if plus past perfect plus would plus have plus past participle. And again, that can be flipped.
Yeah, I like it. Ooh, we're getting into the nitty-gritty of grammar today, Michelle.
Nitty-gritty, that's right.
Do we have one more?
We do, the zero, right? So this yes. one is the truth, right? Mm. This is about facts, directions, general info, you know, scientific information, right? So it's if clause and a main clause. Both of them are in the present simple. So, for example, if he forgets to make dinner, we go to a restaurant, right? So okay, it's so like...
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. So it's like, yeah, basically that's saying, right? Oh, like, you know, we like to, you know, my husband cooks dinner on Mondays, but if he forgets to make dinner, we go to a restaurant. That's a general thing. That's a general truth that that's what we do in that situation.
Right. Or something simple like if it's sunny outside, I put on sunscreen, right? These are kind of habits, things that happen every time.
Right. If the weather is bad, I stay inside, right? Mm-hmm. So, and you know, we spoke a lot about this one on that episode. So guys, yes. These are the conditionals that we covered here and we have all of them. So if you have questions, listen to the specific episodes because they go deeper into each conditional and, you know, but we did want to combine them all together to show you how they relate so that you can hear every, because kind of if you hear one episode, you want to kind of see how it goes together. And that's, we're actually going to do a whole role play now using the conditionals and we can talk about how they worked.
Yeah. And definitely listen into this role play here, guys, because the reality is, right, outside of the textbook, the reality is that native English speakers mix these in. They go back and forth from the zero to the third conditional to the second conditional, right? That's how a normal conversation happens.
It's so useful.
Yeah, and we want you guys to get ready for it, to be ready for that kind of weaving in and out of all of these conditionals at one time, okay?
That's cool. Right. All right, so let's do it. So, Lindsay, we are reminiscing about our grad school days.
Oh, man, I loved the old pineapple bar. Should we go there again?
Ugh, no, Lindsay. If I smell beer, I get sick.
Oh, no. If I were you, I'd avoid that new bar on 5th. It stinks.
Okay. Do you ever think about how life can be so different depending on your decisions?
I think about that constantly, all the time. If I hadn't met you, I wouldn't have become friends with Amy. And I can't believe she got me my job.
Wow, that is so true. If I hadn't met Amy, I would probably have been so lonely. She's my best friend.
She's great. Okay, here's the deal. If she calls us later, we'll drive 2 hours to see her tonight.
Done.
Wow, Amy's a popular girl. She must be awesome.
We love Amy.
Who's Amy?
I don't know, but don't she's know. Amazing.
All right, this is good. So we use all the conditionals here, right, Michelle?
Yeah. So let's start it off. So first you suggested this bar and I said, oh no, if I smell beer, I get sick. It's just a truth, the reality that I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So I use the zero conditional.
Okay. And then I said, if I were you, I'd avoid that new bar on 5th. So I'm saying I would, right? If I were you, I would avoid that new bar on 5th. Here we are with the second conditional.
Exactly. And then we're going to use the third. You said, if I hadn't met you, I wouldn't have become friends with Amy. So that's the third one. And you said she got you your job, right? So it's kind of saying, oh, then you wouldn't have your job, which wouldn't have led you to whatever current life you have.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Yeah. And then the same one in a similar way, if I hadn't met Amy, I would probably have been so lonely.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Also the third one, this amazing Amy. Okay. And then we got all excited about Amy and you said, if she calls us later, we will drive 2 hours to see her tonight.
Okay. And that one would be the first conditional, right, Michelle?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And guys, remember, native speakers don't know what is the second conditional, the third. They don't know. They don't put labels on these. So now is the time at your level, upper, intermediate to advanced, to start to, as long as you understand the grammar, start to drop the labels and just integrate it naturally into your conversations. Right, Michelle?
Right, right, right. Exactly. I love that. So yeah, don't think, oh my gosh, first conditional, right? Think mm-hmm. how you can apply it, how it's used, and eventually you'll get more comfortable and you can be like how a native speaker doesn't even think about it, right? That's the goal.
Yeah. And now that I think about it, I know who Amy is. There was an amazing Amy that I actually interviewed in New York City. She's a contortionist.
Speaking of amazing, she was Amy. Oh, there we go. That's who it is.
So Amazing Amy is actually in the Connected Communicator. She's a lifelong New Yorker, Michelle. Nice. She lives in Chelsea. I interviewed her about life in New York, about her work as a performing artist on the street, and also about what happened in New York around 9/11. Okay.
Oh, wow.
So it was fascinating actually interviewing Amazing Amy. And guys, that is in our Connected Communicator course. So if you want to check that out, go over to allearsenglish.com/connection. Cool.
Exactly. All right, guys, we did it. We did the conditional. So please feel free to ask us more questions if you need clarification on something. But you know, the takeaway for today is it can be easy to feel nervous about conditionals and grammar in general. Think mm-hmm. of when you can use them in your life. And you know, a good activity would be to make a list of times when you may mm-hmm. use it, right? And try to use one of them a day, right? So you say, okay, this is, you know, I might, in my conversation, I'm about to meet a friend later for coffee and we might be talking about, we went to school together and maybe we would be talking about our lives. Maybe this is what I'm going to use. If I blah, 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 then I would have, right? So, you know, how can you use it and try and use it? So make a list and try and practice that list.
Yeah, I love that idea, Michelle. I mean, part of succeeding in English, guys, is rehearsing, right?
Yep.
Envisioning yourself succeeding. That's what we do before. I guess you know, Michelle, because you did a little acting, right? Mm-hmm. You did a little stand-up comedy. I'm sure that you envisioned yourself succeeding and exactly what you were going to do before you went on stage, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I always like had a pretty good attitude about it.
Yeah, exactly. So we actually envision, how am I going to use this conditional? Imagine that conversation. Then maybe you bring up that conversation with the person. Right. Maybe you talk about, hey, I see that you live in LA. What would have happened if you had stayed in New York City, right? Okay, those kind of conversations you start initiating, guys, so that you can take action on this yourself. I love that.
Okay, awesome. All right. Well, this has been fun. Thank you again to that listener for that question. Gave us a lot of great ideas and things that are really important for our listeners. So thank you for that. And guys, you never know when your question will bring up a whole 5-part series on All Ears English.
Right, guys. So send your questions to support@allearsenglish.com and we will add it to our list. We've got a nice list of questions, but we want your questions, guys. All right, Michelle, this has been fun. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.